But the IOC can't take that away from me. Football. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. What's become one of the NFL's great rivalries, the 8-2 Green Bay Packers against the 8-2 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Warren Sapp of the Bucs trying to bring down Brett Favre of the Pack. The end of the season is in sight, and still quite a number of playoff slots are there for the taking. Our sports commentator, Ron Rappaport, joins us from Chicago. Ron, how are you? Nice to talk to you.
I'm fine, Scott. Better than Brett Favre is going to be when Warren Sapp is done chasing him down.
So you think that's going to be the story of the game on Sunday?
Well, I think it'll be a lot of fun watching Sapp go after Favre, yeah. But, you know, don't feel too badly about the Packers. They're playing so well. Never mind that loss to Minnesota last week. They'd won 7 in a row.
Yeah. The Packers are guaranteed a playoff slot, aren't they?
All but with 8 wins. But they're really about the only team who you can say that about. They are leading their division by 5 games, and that's a big anomaly this season, Scott, because in every other division in the league, there's either a tie for first place or the first place team is 1 game ahead of the second place team. So nobody really knows who's going to the playoffs except maybe the Packers and probably the Buccaneers.
Yeah, you know, I've got to find the St. Louis-Washington Redskins game interesting, even though, of course, St. Louis has just popped up at 500 because of this quarterback controversy. I mean, Kurt Warner, who got the team to 2 Super Bowls, it must be said, broke his pinky. And now there's a controversy because his replacement, Mark Bulger, has been just brilliant over the past 5 games, hasn't he?
Well, you're absolutely right, Scott. But what's so interesting about that is that if you look at the case of Mark Bulger, who was a 6th-round draft pick 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And then you take a look at Tommy Maddox, who was playing for Pittsburgh and got hurt last week, but he was their second-string quarterback too. So you look at these quarterbacks at a time when teams like the Bears and others don't know who their quarterback's going to be, can't seem to find anybody. Steve Spurrier is very much in that situation in Washington. And here are these gems sitting on the bench just waiting. It's nobody knows nothing when it comes to scouting quarterbacks.
Quick question about Steve Spurrier, coach of the Washington Redskins. A lot of teams get a lot of pleasure, I would imagine, out of scoring against that team and turning to the Washington bench and saying, "Welcome to the NFL, Coach Spurrier."
Well, obviously Spurrier is learning that he's not in college anymore. He comes to the Redskins with a 5-year contract for $25 million and a lot of brave talk about shaking up the league. And that goes over real well with people that have been around a long time. But, Scott, I think he'll figure out how to adjust pretty quickly. It's just that nobody in the league is unhappy to see him struggle a little bit after all the things he made it sound as he was coming into the league, made it sound like it was going to be so easy.
Yeah. Ron Rappaport, our sports commentator here on Weekend Edition, also a columnist with the Chicago Sun-Times.